告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你要带领我们进入最后一晚的布道会。
Lord, we thank you for leading us into our final evening of evangelical service.
我们感谢你在地上设立的教会。
And we thank you for the church that you have established on this earth.
就是你的身体。
Which is your body.
要借着教会，让我们得到得救的要道。
And through the church, we can find the way to salvation.
使我们能够在教会里面寻找到你赐给我们宝贵的救恩。
That in the church, we may discover the precious salvation that you have promised us.
主耶稣，愿你带领我们晚上的聚会。
Lord, please guide tonight's service.
你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your spirit work amongst us.
让我们能够明白属灵的奥秘。
So that we may understand your profound spiritual mysteries.
让我们能够认识你真正的身体。
That we can come to understand your true body.
使我们能够加入你的身体。
So that we may be added onto your body.
来领受你的生命。
And to receive your life,
与你有份,
and be a part with you.
求主带领祝福我们晚上的聚会,
Lord, please lead and guide tonight's service.
愿你的名得到荣耀,
may your name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐,
and please be seated.
我们要先请俄白教会的唱诗班的献诗。
First, invite the Irvine Children's Choir to come present a few hymns.
那继续请黄传道来证道。
And then we'll invite Pastor Huang to continue to testify. Thank you.
哈利路亚，各位亲爱的亲戚朋友，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all of our beloved friends and family here tonight.
非常欢迎大家第四晚来参加我们晚上的这个福音的聚会。
We welcome everyone to attend tonight's fourth evening of our evangelical service.
这是我们这一次这个福音聚会的最后一个晚上的聚会。
This is the last evening of our evangelical service.
我们第一天晚上谈到到底有没有神。
And the first evening we talked about the existence of God.
当然有神。
Of course, there is a God.
这位神就是主耶稣基督。
And this God is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要我们到他这边来。
He wants us to come to him.
昨天晚上我们也证明耶稣是真的。
And last night we also proved that Jesus is indeed real.
既然是这样。
And since it is so.
那我们是不是应该要来教会呢？
Then shouldn't we come to church?
我现在有个问题。
But now there's a question.
我曾经去跟一个大学的一个在大学教书的一个老师我去跟他传福音。
I once was preaching to a college professor.
我为什么要去跟他传福音？是因为他爸爸是一个中医。
I was preaching to him because his father was a Chinese medicine doctor.
他爸爸告诉我说，他很希望他的儿子能够来信耶稣。
His father told me that he wished that his son would come to believe in Jesus.
所以我就去跟他传福音。
And so I tried to preach to him.
他问了很多的问题。
He asked me many questions.
后来他就跟我这样说。
And then later he told me this.
有一位神，我相信。
He said, "I believe there's a God."
这位神是耶稣，我也相信。
And I believe he's Jesus Christ.
不过现在我有一个问题。
But there's a problem.
我在街上走的时候，看到很多的教会。
When I'm walking along the streets, I see a lot of churches around.
那我一定要到真耶稣教会去吗？
So what, should I just go to True Jesus Church?
我说信仰是自己的啊。
And I said, well, faith is your own.
你不一定要来真耶稣教会。
You don't need to necessarily come to True Jesus Church.
不过，如果你知道说，你如果懂真理，你就会来真耶稣教会。
But if you understand the truth in the gospel, you will come to the True Church.
他就说了。
And so he said,
传道，我觉得真耶稣教会很骄傲。
Preacher, I feel that the True Jesus Church is very arrogant.
我说为什么你觉得很骄傲？
And I say, why do you feel that way?
因为好。我们真耶稣教会就写真耶稣教会，只有我们真耶稣教会是真的，别的教会都是假的呢。
Because our church blatantly says True Jesus Church, and so does that mean that other churches are false?
我说哦，你的疑问只是这样啊，那就简单了。
Oh, that's your only doubt? Well, that's easy.
当初这个真耶稣教会在写名字的时候，他的目的不是在说别的教会都是假的，只有真耶稣教会是真的，他不是这样子。
When the first True Jesus Church came up with their name, originally it was not intended.To call out other churches as false.
真耶稣教会是说我们在传真神耶稣的教会。
But rather, we are preaching the true God.
这是一间有真理的教会。
And this is a church with the truth.
我们没有说别的教会都是假的的意思
But we do not claim to say that other churches are false.
不过我跟他讲。
But I told him.
你这个问题很好啊。
But this is a good question.
那我现在回来，我要问你一个问题。
But now let me ask you a question.
你觉得所有的教会都可以让你得救吗
？Do you feel that all churches will lead you to salvation?
你现在你说真耶稣教会说是得救的教会，是唯一得救的教会，是很骄傲的。
And you say that True Jesus Church claims to be the church of salvation, and that's being arrogant.
那是不是所有信耶稣的人都可以得救啊
？So does that mean that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ can be saved?
我觉得说你先不要谈真耶稣教会。
But I say first, let's put aside True Jesus Church.
信耶稣的目的在哪里？
What's the purpose of believing in Jesus Christ?
信耶稣的目的不是为了得救吗？
Isn't the purpose of believing in Lord Jesus to receive salvation?
信耶稣的目的不是为了能够得到永生吗？
Isn't it to receive eternal life?
如果你信耶稣不能得到永生，
If you believe in Jesus and you can't receive these things, you can't receive eternal life.
那你要不要信？
Then would you believe?
好，如果说你去一间教会，这间教会让你没有办法得救，你要不要去
？But if you come to church and it does not lead you to salvation, do you want to go to it?
他说，传道不是所有教会都是一样，都是拜耶稣的吗
？And he says, aren't all churches the same? They all believe and worship Jesus.
没有错，都是拜耶稣的。
Yes, they all worship Jesus.
这点绝对没有错。
And this is not incorrect.
不过我们来看马太福音。
And let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
这是主耶稣所讲的一段话。
These are words spoken by Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这一段话也是一段预言。
And this is also a prophecy.
主耶稣在世的时候就已经讲到了预言。
And this is a prophecy spoken by the Lord when he was on this earth.
因为主耶稣讲这一段话的时候，这个事情还没有成就。
And when he spoke these words, this thing has not been fulfilled yet.
不过现在已经成就了。
But it has been fulfilled now.
我们看七章二十一节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 21.
七章二十一节。
Chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去二十二节当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多的异能吗二十三节我就明明的告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧这是主耶稣所的话讲的话
These are words spoken by Jesus himself
主耶稣说 到那日，那是指什么？
He says, on that day, what does that refer to?
我们凡是信耶稣的人都知道耶稣在讲什么。
And those who believe in Christ know what that day is referring to.
那是在讲到末日最后的审判。
It's talking the judgment of the last days.
他说，在末日审判的时候，有很多人会对主耶稣这样说啊。
During judgment day, many will say to the Lord,
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名传道吗？
Have we not preached in your name?
我们不是奉你的名行很多的异能吗？
Have we done many wonders in your name?
这些人是奉耶稣的名传道，他会不相信耶稣吗？
And these people all have done these things in Jesus' name. Would they not believe in Jesus?
那他们是信耶稣的咯。
Of course, they are believers.
那信耶稣怎么不能得救？
So why can't believers be saved?
如果信耶稣都可以得救，大家都一样。
If those who believe in Jesus can be saved, then all churches are the same.
那主耶稣为什么要讲这样？
Then why would Jesus specifically point
this out? 我就明明的告诉他们。
That I will say to them.
我从来就不认识你们。
I never knew you.
主耶稣过河拆桥啊。
He says, I declare to you, I never knew you.
是不是这样啊？主耶稣说话不算话。
And so is Jesus going back on his words?
主耶稣不是说心里相信、口里承认就可以得救吗？
Didn't Jesus say that as long as you believe in your heart and you confess the Lord, that you'll be saved?
哇，我奉主耶稣的名传道啊。
But now we're preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说他不认识我。
And Jesus says he never knew you.
他不止这样讲哎。
Not only this.
还骂我。
But he scolds us.
说你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
He says you who practice lawlessness depart from me.
主耶稣为什么这样讲？
Why did Jesus say this?
这个跟前面那一段话有关系啊。
And this is related to what he said right before this.
主耶稣说，凡称我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国的啦。
He says not everyone who says to me Lord Lord shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
很多人他虽然他相信耶稣。
True that many people believe in Jesus.
他表面上都赞美神。
And outwardly they praise God.
聚会的时候都 Hallelujah。
And during services they raise their hands and say
Hallelujah. 哇，好感动啊。
And they're moved.
对，这些人都对的，这他所做的都是对的。
And yes, all their actions are correct.
可是主耶稣怎么说？
But what did the Lord say?
很多人说主啊主啊，可是这些人不能都进天国。
Many say Lord, Lord, but not all of them can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
承认耶稣是主是对的。
Confessing the Lord as the Jesus as Lord is correct.
可是唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only those that does the will of the Father in heaven can enter.
也就是说，你如果不遵守天父的旨意
，which means that if you do not obey the will of the Father,
你就是一天到晚 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 然后祷告每天祷告二十个小时。
No matter how many times you shout Hallelujah and pray 20 hours a day, it's useless.
那可是没有用的。
That is useless.
神说我不认识你们。
And Jesus will say, I never knew you.
甚至你们是作恶的人。
And you are those who practice lawlessness.
为什么主耶稣会骂他们是作恶的人？
Why would Jesus rebuke them, saying they practice lawlessness?
他们自己不去跟随主神的旨意哦。
Now because they did not follow according to God's will.
为了自己的方便。
But according to their own convenience.
为了自己的想法。
According to their own thoughts.
改变神的旨意
They change God's doctrine
将自己的旨意当成神的旨意在遵守
And impose their own will upon God's will
然后你一天到晚 Hallelujah
And then all day they shout Hallelujah
然后你还把这个错误的讯息传给别人
And they preach the wrong message to others
让别人来跟随这个错误的讯息
And so that others will follow the wrong message
就导致所有的人都没有办法得救
And then prevent other people from being saved
那跟神的旨意刚好是相违背的。
And so that goes directly against the will of God.
那这些人不是作恶的人吗？
And so aren't these people who do evil, who practice lawlessness?
所有的信耶稣的人都可以得救吗？
Can all who believe in Jesus be saved?
耶稣说 No, 不是。
Jesus says no.
从来都不是。
And never was so.
不是信耶稣的人都可以得救。
And not everyone who believes in the Lord can be saved.
他说传道啊，那我要怎么去找到一间得救的教会啊？
So he says, preacher, well, how can I find the correct church?
很简单嘛。
It's simple.
你先看啊，这啊，提摩太前书。
Now let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter
3. 15节。
15.
这边讲到教会。
It talks about the church.
这是教会的根本。
This is the basis of the church.
我们看第三章十五节。
Let's read 1 Timothy 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你可以知道在神家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这个地方啊，圣经感告诉我们。
Here the scriptures tell us.
这个家是永生神的教会。
This house is the church of the living God.
这个家是谁的家？
Whose house is this?
是神的家。
It is God's house.
神的家是永生神的教会。
And the house of God is the church of the living God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
It's the pillar and the ground of truth.
也就是说，你要去找到一间教会是有真理的柱石和根基的。
Which means you must find the church that is established on a pillar of ground and ground of the truth.
也就是说，这间教会一定要有真理。
Which means this church must have the truth.
如果这间教会没有真理。
If this church does not have the truth,
它没有办法等让你得救。
Then it cannot lead you to salvation.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
就是神的旨意啊。
It is the will of God.
神的启示啊。
It is the revelation of God.
神告诉我们的话。
Is what God is trying to tell us.
也就是在这本圣经里面所写的。
It was just all contained in this Bible that the Lord has inspired for us.
如果你去一间教会，
if you go to a church,
他都在讲到啊，我以为，我认为，
and all day long they say, well, I think this, well, I assume that.
然后他们所相信的很多的道理，跟圣经里面都没有关系。
And all what they believe in is in a direct is against what the Bible teaches.
甚至改变圣经的啊，圣经所守的。
And they even change the commandments that should be followed in the Bible.
那就没有真理啊。
Then they do not have the truth.
他说：“那我应该怎么去找？”
And so he asked me, "Well, how can I find the church?"
我说：“其实哈，你可以从几个方面找，就比较容易把它筛选出来了。”
I said, "You can filter that through a few aspects."
第一个哈，你要去找到一间在安息日聚会的教会。
I said, "First of all, you must find a church that observes the Sabbath."
他问为什么要在安息日聚会
？He said, "Why the Sabbath?"
很简单。
I said, "Simple."
因为当初神创造世界的时候
，Because in the beginning when God created,
神用六天
the universe,
神用六天创造世界。
He used six days to create the universe.
然后第七天就定为圣日。
And on the seventh day, he called it holy.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第二节。
Genesis 2 verse 2.
到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕了，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。第三节。
Verse 3.
神父赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。神创造世界用六天的时间。
God used 6 days to create the heavens and the earth.
那第七天休息了。
And the seventh day he rested.
神就设一个礼拜七天。
And he set the week as 7 days.
这个世界所有的时间都的方的整个的春夏秋冬时间都是神设的了。
And all the seasons and the time were established by God.
那神赐福给第七天。
And God blessed the seventh day.
就是定它为圣日。
And he called it a holy day.
这个是神定的。
This is set by God.
有人这样说。
And one person said,
那个安息日是旧约的事情。
A person once said that Sabbath is the Old Test of the Old Testament.
我们知道什么叫做旧约吗？
Do you know what the Old Testament is?
旧约是跟谁定的？
Who was the Old Testament?
旧约是跟亚当定的吗？
Was it set for Adam?
旧约还是跟亚摩西定的吗？
Was the Old Testament established for Moses?
还是跟亚当定的？
Or for Adam?
当神设立安息圣日的时候，还没有摩西，也还没有亚伯拉罕啊。
When God set the holy Sabbath, Abraham and Moses were not even there yet.
那个时候只有人类的祖宗，第一代的祖宗亚当。
The only Adam, the first humankind was there.
所以当神设立安息日的时候，是跟谁定的约啊？
And so who did God set the holy Sabbath for?
是跟以色列人定的约吗？
Did he set it for the Israelites?
那个时候有旧约的吗？
Was there an Old Testament at the time?
那没有啊。
Of course not.
那他跟谁定的？
So who did he set it for?
神定给谁遵守的？
Who did he set the Sabbath for?
给亚当遵守。
For Adam?
亚当是谁？
Who's Adam?
全人类的祖先。
He is the progenitor or the first ancestor of humankind.
安息日是跟全人类定的，不是跟以色列人定的。
The Holy Sabbath was set for all humankind and not just the Israelites.
可是后来啊，因为亚当夏娃犯罪。
But later, due to the sin of Adam and Eve,
我们发现圣经上就没有再记载人类遵守安息生日的这个事情。
We find that in the history, there are not many occurrences of people observing the Sabbath.
一直到以色列人出埃及。
Up until the Israelites exited from Egypt,
神要建立自己的国度。
And God wanted to establish His kingdom.
神要建立神的国度。
And He wanted to establish His heavenly kingdom.
所以再一次的启示，他们要遵守安息生日。
And so He once again revealed to them to observe the Sabbath.
所以在第一次神赐下玛拿的时候
，So the first time God sent down manna.
在神就告诉以色列人
，He told the Israelites.
第一天到第五天，你们要去捡一份。
And that during the first to the fifth day, you must gather one portion.
第六天你们要捡两份。
And on the sixth day, you must gather twice the portion.
因为第七天你们要守安息生日。
For the seventh day, you should observe the Sabbath.
所以从那个时候，以色列人在知道说，哦，原来人要守安息生日。
And so from then on, the Israelites realized that people must observe the Sabbath.
然后到了以色列人走到西乃山下。
And until the Israelites came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
因为神的生日是很重要的。
And because God's holy day is important.
所以神在第四诫就定安息生日为安息日为生日。就写在第四诫，要遵守安息生日。
So God set it as part of as the fourth commandment for the Israelites.
一直到今天。
Until this day.
你不觉得很奇怪吗？
Do you find it interesting?
今天所有基督徒都要守十诫。
Today all Christians observe the Ten Commandments.
第一诫当敬拜独一真神。
The first, which is to obey the worship the one true God.
第二诫当用正确的方法来敬拜天上的真神。
And the second being using the correct way to worship God.
第三诫要不可妄称神的名。
And the third is to not to profane, misuse the name of God.
第五诫当孝顺父母。
And the fourth is to obey our parents.
不可杀人，不可奸淫。
And do not kill and do not commit adultery.
你不可以去偷别人的东西。
Do not murder and do not commit adultery.
你不可以妨碍人家的名誉。
And do not hurt other people's name.
你不可以去贪别人的东西。
And do not be greedy for others.
每一诫你都要守。
And you must observe every commandment.
为什么单单第四诫不用守？
And how come you don't have to observe the fourth one?
你不觉得很奇怪吗？
Do you find that interesting?
第一诫到第十诫，每一诫都要守，单单第四诫不用守。
You need to observe commandments 1 through 1, 2, 3, and then 5 through 10, but not number 4.
是神把它改变的吗？
Did God change that?
没有啊。
No.
神没有改变他。
God did not change it.
主耶稣来到这个世界上守安息。
And when Jesus came into this earth, he observed the Sabbath.
主耶稣的门徒守安息。
And his disciples observed the Sabbath.
保罗也守安息。
Paul also observed the Sabbath.
大家都守安息。
Everyone observed the
Sabbath. 也没有人说要把它废掉。
And no one abolished it.
那是为什么会变这样呢？
And so why did it become the way it is now?
为了一个人。
For one person.
那个人还不是犹太人。
And that person wasn't even a Jew.
那个人是一个罗马人。
That person was a Roman.
那个人叫做君士坦丁。
And that person was Constantine.
为了一个罗马的皇帝改的。
For a Roman emperor, this commandment
was changed. 那个教会历史里面都有写。
And this is all clearly written in the church history.
皇帝大过神吗？
Is the emperor greater than God, Lord God himself?
皇帝可以改变神的旨意吗？
Can the emperor change the commandment of God?
今天君士坦丁在哪里？
Where is Constantine today?
一堆白骨。
A heap full of ashes.
为了一个人。
Because of one person.
改变神的旨意。
It changed God's commands.
你说神会喜悦吗？
Do you think God will find favor in this?
神这么注重这件事情。
God placed a great emphasis on this
commandment. 从创造世界第七天就定他为生日，是神定的哦。
From the creation of the heavens and earth, He already set the seventh day.
然后在以色列人出埃及的时候，就告诉他们要教导他们要守安息。
And after the Israelites departed from Egypt, He taught them once again to obey the Sabbath.
甚至写在十诫里面。
To observe the Sabbath and even included it in the Ten Commandments.
你就随随便便为一个人把它改掉。
And then you casually, because of one person, change it.
是神比较大，还是一个皇帝比较大？
Is the Lord greater or is an emperor greater?
你改变神的旨意了。
You changed God's commands.
如果这间教会没有守安息生日。
If a church does not keep the Sabbath,
他怎么可以得到神的喜悦？
How can it find favor in the Lord's eyes?
他有遵守神的旨意吗？
Are they observing the commandment of God?
他没有遵守神的旨意。
They are not observing His commandments.
他怎么会得救？
So how can they be saved?
好，我们再来举一个例子。
And so I'll raise another example.
我们看约翰福音十八章啊，十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
约翰福音十三章。第六节。
John 13 verse 6.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”第九节。
Verse 9.
西门彼得说：“你主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”好，我们看到这边。
Okay, we'll read till here.
在逾越节在逾越节以前啊。主耶稣知道自己的时间到了。
Before the Passover came, Jesus knew that his hour had come.
主耶稣要为门徒洗脚。
And Jesus wanted to wash his disciples' feet.
这是违反传统的。
And this was against the culture at the time.
有人说这个地方在讲到以色列人的传统。
And some people say that this is referring to the tradition of the Jews.
那表示他对以色列人根本不了解。
Which means that these people don't really understand the Jewish custom.
以色列人没有这个规矩。
Jewish custom does not have this.
这也是为什么彼得不让耶稣洗脚的原因。
And this is the reason why Peter refused to have the Lord wash his feet.
在以色列人的传统里面，只有位分小的位分大的洗脚。
In the Jewish custom, only those with a lower status would wash the ones with the higher status's feet.
学生可以为老师洗脚，仆人可以为主人洗脚。
The student can wash the teacher's feet, and the servant can wash the master's feet.
老师、主人为学生跟 仆人洗脚没有这个例子。
But for a teacher or a master to wash their pupils or their servants' feet, no such thing had happened before.
主耶稣在这边设立洗脚礼。
But Jesus here established foot washing.
主耶稣在洗门徒的时候，门徒都不讲话。
When Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, they did not say a word.
是让他们也不了解耶稣为什么要这样做。
They weren't sure why Jesus was doing what he did.
一直到洗到彼得的时候。
Up until he got to Peter.
彼得啊，是使徒里面啊，在十二个门徒当中啊，他是语言讲话的领袖。
And Peter was one of the more vocal ones among the disciples.
他说：“主啊，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
And he says, "Lord, Lord, are you washing my feet?"
耶稣说：“我现在所做的哈，你不知道了，你现在还不能明白，你以后就会明白。”
Jesus answered him, saying, "What I'm doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this."
彼得说：“你永远不可以洗我的脚。”
Peter said, "You shall never wash my feet."
开玩笑，你怎么可以洗我的脚？
Are you joking? You can't wash my feet.
这个是违反传统的。
This is against all custom or tradition.
本来彼得是不让耶稣洗脚的。
And originally, Peter refused to let the Lord wash his feet.
彼得是一个非常传统的人。
And Peter was a very traditional conservative guy.
他知道什么是对，什么是错的。
And he knew what was right and wrong.
可是耶稣跟他讲一句话以后，他就改变了。
But after Jesus said these words to him, he changed his mind.
耶稣跟他讲：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
彼得跟随耶稣三年多，至少三年多时
间。Peter followed Jesus for at least 3 years.
他对耶稣讲话，他对耶稣所重视的事情，他非常清楚。
He was very clear as to what Jesus spoke and what Jesus placed emphasis on.
或许在使徒当中，他不是最聪明的。
Perhaps he was not the brightest of all the disciples.
不过他知道耶稣是基督。
But he knew Jesus is Christ.
他一听到耶稣说。我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
And when he heard Jesus say, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me,"
他马上就明白这当中的奥秘。
He immediately understood this mystery.
我跟随耶稣，我跟主耶稣没有份，那我跟随耶稣干什么？
If I'm following Jesus and I have no part with him, then why am I following him?
哇，这是件非常严重的事情。
And this is a very important matter.
我跟神没有，我跟主耶稣没有份。
And if I have no part with Christ,
耶稣就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
那我跟耶稣没有份。
And if I have no part with him,
那我就没有办法得救。
Then I will not be saved.
哇，这个很严重啊。
This is very crucial.
他就跟主耶稣讲了。
And so he said to the Lord,
哇，这样，不但我的脚，我的手，我的头都要洗啊。
So he says, not only my feet, but all my hands and my body too.
耶稣说不用啊。
And Jesus says, no.
他举了一个例子啦。
And he gave an example.
他说洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身都干净了。
He's saying that those who have taken a bath already.Only needs to wash their feet.
其实主耶稣是在讲，你洗礼就把你的罪洗去。
What Jesus is referring to is that baptism will remove your sins.
洗脚就跟主耶稣有份。
And washing the feet will have part with Christ.
就进入了这个神的家了。
We'll enter into the house of God.
那为什么今天有那么多的教会，他不举行洗脚礼
？So why are there so many churches out there that do not perform the sacrament of foot washing？
没有洗脚礼就没有跟，就跟主耶稣没有份。
It says that if they don't, if you don't have foot washing, then you have no part with Christ.
如果说这间教会他没有洗脚礼
，If this church does not have foot washing，
他也不守安息生日
，And they don't observe the Sabbath，
甚至他的洗礼是。不是在活水里面洗礼
，and they do not baptize in living water。
替你洗礼的人也没有圣灵
，and the Baptist does not have the Holy Spirit。
他没有奉主耶稣圣名
，and he does not baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ。
他就没有办法让你得救
，and he will not, they will not allow you or lead you to salvation。
为什么他没有办法让你得救
？Why will they not be able to lead you to salvation？
我今天没有办法时间把所有经节都拿出来讲给大家听。
I don't have enough time today to go through all the verses to explain this。
不过大家如果有兴趣，以后我们去持续在教会，你就会明白为什么会这样讲。
But if you're interested in this, keep attending the services, and we'll gradually explain each of these doctrines。
因为我所说的东西全部都记载在圣经里面。
Because what I'm saying now is all recorded in the Bible。
全部都是真理。
It's all the truth.
都是神要我们去做的。
And this is what God wants us to do.
如果今天教会他没有安息生日
，If there's a church that does not observe the Sabbath,
他还没洗脚礼
，And they don't wash the feet,
他的洗礼也是错误的方式
，And they perform the wrong method of baptism,
他就没有遵照神的旨意了。
Then they're not following according to God's commands.
他就没有遵照真理来行。
Then they're not following according to the truth.
这间教会就不能得救。
Then this church will not lead you to salvation.
这间教会既然不能得救
，If this church cannot lead you to salvation,
他你信。也没有用啊。
Then believing in it will not do you any good.
有人说我信啊，我信耶稣啊。
Some people say I believe in Jesus.
所以我问你，你信什么
？And I ask you, what do you believe?
他说他是我爸爸。
He says, Lord Jesus is my father.
那爸爸说啊，乖孩子啊，不理他。
He says this is my father, and the father says, good son.
啊，乖孩子啊，你帮我去做个什么事情？哎，你去帮我去啊！你说啊，你去帮家里面哦，这个洗个盘子啊。
And the dad says, "Oh, son, can you go wash some dishes for us?"
我不要。
I don't want to.
哎，那个，你那个门帮我关上啊。
Or can you close the door over there?
我不要。
I don't want to.
他什么事你都不要。
And he, whatever your father wants you to do,
我高兴我就做，我不高兴我就不做。
I do it if I feel like it.
那不是很奇怪吗？
Isn't that kind of strange?
基本上我们要知道。
Fundamentally, we must know.
一边教会一定要真理。
The church, a church that you go to must have the truth.
主耶稣已经讲得很清楚了。
And Jesus said it very clearly.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those that do, that's the will of my Father in heaven can enter.
耶稣教会是完全依照圣经所指示的去行。
And the true Jesus church follows according to what the Lord has commanded.
他是一间得救的教会。
And it is the church that leads to salvation.
因为耶稣教会有真理。
And because the true Jesus church has the truth according to the Bible.
所以他有圣灵。
And so they have, it has the Holy Spirit.
我们来看哈，约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
第十五节。
John 14 verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守的命令。十六节。
16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
Verse 17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。这个地方。主耶稣告诉当时的门徒
Here Jesus was telling the disciples at the time
一个人如果爱神的话
If a person loves God
一个人如果爱耶稣的话
If a person loves Christ
他就会遵守神的命令
He will keep the Lord's commandments
不会为了自己的方便
Not out of his own convenience
不会为了某一个非常重要的人物
Not out of some important figurehead
不会因为一个想法
And not because of some kind of concept or thought.
就去改变圣经。
And they will easily change what is written in the scripture.
改变真理。
To change the truth.
如果一个人真的能够爱神的话。
If a person can truly love God.
他就遵守神的命令。
They will obey the Lord's commandments.
他如果遵守神的命令。
And if they obey, keep his commandments.
神就会赐下真理的圣灵。
Then God will send down the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
所以一间教会一定，一间真理，有真理的教会一定会有圣灵。
And so a church with the truth will have the Spirit of Truth.
大家都说神跟他们同在。
Everyone says the Lord abides with them.
问题是，我问你说，你有什么证据？
But the question is, what kind of proof do you have?
你什么证据说神跟你同在？
What kind of proof do you have that the Lord abides with you?
有人就说了。
And some person said.
我们祷告的时候会流眼泪。
Says when we pray, we shed tears.
所以证明神跟我们同在。
So that proves that the Lord is with us.
我说我在看海角七号的时候也会流眼泪。
I said when I was watching Titanic, I also shed tears.
嗯，翻得好。我们看那个 Titanic 是铁达尼号的时候也会流眼泪啊。哦、很多人哭耶，整个戏院哭得稀里哗啦。
So、theater,
哇，神在那边跟他们同在了。
Entire movie theater filled with weeping people, so that means the Lord was with them in the theater.
那个叫做心灵的感动，那个不是神的同在。
It's only emotional movement. It does not mean that the Lord is abiding inside your heart.
那你怎么知道神跟你同在
？How do you know the Lord abides with you？
哦，你这样讲，那你请问你有证据吗
？If you say, if you claim this, I ask you, do you have some kind of proof to back it up？
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
我们直接看第三章，好，第三章。
First John 3.
第三章二十四节。
First John 3 verse 24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。今天你怎么知道说神跟这间教会同在
？Today, how do you know God abides with the church?
因为神的圣灵。在这间教会里面
Because his spirit abides in the church.
一个遵守神命令的人
The person who obeys and keeps his commandments
就住在神里面了
Will live within in God.
神也住在他里面
And God will live in him.
那我们怎么知道神住在我们里面
So how do we know God lives in us?
那不能空口说白话
We can't just proclaim this in vain.
神凡事都给我们证据的
And God will give us proof.
那证据在哪里
And where's the proof?
因为圣灵
And because of the Holy Spirit.
一间教会有圣灵
The church has the Holy Spirit.
你就可以知道说神跟这间教会同在。
Then you know that the Lord abides with the church.
而且圣灵也为主耶稣做见证。昨天我们有讲了。
And the Holy Spirit bears witness for the Lord Jesus, which we spoke about yesterday.
我们在很多的这个在传福音的很多的经历里面很多人本来是不相信神的。
In our experience of evangelizing, we've met many people who originally did not believe in the God.
不相信耶稣。
And they didn't believe in Lord Jesus.
可是因为后来他们得到圣灵。
But because they received the Holy Spirit later on.
他们明白原来我回到家了。
They understood, wow, I came home.
这个在我们这边有大同教会出来的嘛，所以。这边有没有认识张清辉弟兄的
？And so we have some people here that may be from 大同教会、大同 Church in Taiwan. Does anyone know a brother Chang?
我在 Kanoga Park 好像遇到一个他认识。
I think I met a member in Kanoga Park Church that knew of this brother in Taiwan.
他 反正不是 Ganoga Park 就在之前那个教会，反正他们就认识这个人就对
了。So I met some people in the States that knew this brother in Taiwan.
这个就是一间一间去，一间教会一间教会，全部的教会都搞在一起。
So I've been to so many churches recently that I kind of jumbled them all together.
那不是重点了。
That's not the important point.
重点是哈，张清辉弟兄他为什么会来信耶稣
？The key is how did Brother Chang from Taiwan come to know Christ?
他以前呢是一个老大。
In the past, he was kind of a boss of a head of a gang.
好，对。然后他哈，他是开了一家哈赌博性的电动玩具店。
And so he opened up a casino-like arcade.
后来他想要，他真的有点想要脱离那个环境。
And he wanted to get himself away from this negative environment.
可是他要脱离那个环境不是那么简单啊。
But it wasn't so simple.
因为人在江湖身不由己嘛，你。我知道这个不会翻了，所以我是要讲出来让他们听，大家听得懂。就是说哈，你在那个环境你没有办法。
And so it's hard that when you're put in some kind of environment, it's really difficult for you to change, but instead you become just like your environment.
他下面有小弟耶。
And he has many people that worked under him.
你说收就收啊。
And can you just say you wanted to close it up?
Close up that shop? 不是那么简单啊。
It's not that easy.
那是黑道啊。
He was part of the kind of a mafia or a gang.
结果他实际上他不认识天上这位真神，不过他就跟天，他就向天祷告了。
And so at the time he didn't know the true God in heaven, but he still prayed to heaven.
他说天上的神啊。
He says, God in heaven.
我真的想要把这件事收起来。
I really want to close down this shop.
不过他不知道怎么收了哈。
But he wasn't sure how to do it.
他就这样求了。
But that's what he prayed for.
是他也不是跟耶稣求，他是跟天上的神求。
He didn't pray to Jesus, but he prayed to some God in heaven.
过了不多久的一个时间啊。
And so not long after.
有一天他觉得他很累了。
One day he felt tired.
他就跟他的小弟讲说：“哎，我在二楼啊休息，有什么事在上面找我。
”And so he said to one of his little gang people, that I'm tired. I'm gonna go upstairs and take a break.
哎，那个。他就上去了。
So he went upstairs.
其实二楼只有一间房间。
And the second floor is only one room.
那这间房间没有窗户。
And this room was without any windows.
那上面有一个床垫。
And there was a mattress on that floor.
还有一张哈，这个夏天在盖的那个很薄的棉被，
also,
很薄的那个薄的那凉被。
And also a very thin blanket that you use during the summertime.
他就在上面睡觉。
And so he fell asleep upstairs.
突然间啊。
And suddenly.
他的店啊，被警察团团围住。
And his shop was surrounded by the police.
哇，警察就跑进来了。
And the police stormed in.
哇，下面那个响声大作。
And there was chaos underneath.
哇，他在上面听到了。
And so he heard it from upstairs.
他害怕，他不知道往哪里跑。
He wasn't sure where to run to.
没有地方可以跑啊。
He wasn't sure where to go.
怎么办？
What do you do now?
所以他就，你知道，原来人也会像鸵鸟一样嘛，对不对？
And so, actually, human beings may become like an ostrich.
他就把那个棉被把头盖，那就全身盖。其实我不知道是不是他没有讲全身盖起来，就是说他就盖他身上嘛。
And so he told me that he just put the blanket over his face and covered his body.
那个棉被很薄嘛。
And that blanket was very thin.
那床间什么都没有嘛。
And there was nothing else in the
room. 他就躲在那边发抖啊。
And so he just hid in the corner and started shaking.
警察就问他的小弟：“你的老大在哪里？”
And then one of the police officers interrogated one of his little men, saying, "Where's your boss?"
那他在上面。
And he said, "Well, the big boss is upstairs."
哇，警察就跑上去了。
And so the policeman stormed upstairs.
在这个过程当中啊。
And during this process.
他就想到他的一个朋友啊，跟他讲过一句话。
He thought of his friend who once told him one thing.
万一有一天你走投无路了。
He says, one day if you walk to a point of desperation.
你记得跟耶稣祷告。
Remember to pray to Jesus Christ.
他想起来了。
And he thought of this.
他就跟主耶稣祷告。
And so he started to pray to Lord Jesus.
天上的主耶稣啊。
He says, Lord Jesus in heaven.
你如果听我的祷告。
If you listen to my prayer.
我就来寻求你。
And I will come seek you.
你一定要救我啦。
Please save me.
就很奇妙。
And so miraculously,
警察上去看不到他。
And the policeman went upstairs.
看不到他。
And the policeman went upstairs. They couldn't find him.
警察很生气就下来了。
And in anger, they came downstairs.
哇，你敢骗我们啊！
And he said to his little men,
那上面什么都没有啊！
How dare you lie to me? There's no one upstairs.
不可能啊，上面什么都没有。对啊，就是上面什么都没有，所以他在上面啊。
And they say, well, that's impossible because of course there's nothing upstairs. That's why you should be able to find him there.
真的没有骗我们。
Are you lying to us?
怎么可能骗你们？就在上面啊！
Why would we lie to you? He's truly upstairs.
他们又上去了。
And so they went upstairs again.
这次就有趣了。
And so this time was
more interesting. 因为什么都没有，就一个床垫嘛。
Because there's nothing upstairs besides a mattress.
上面有一张棉被嘛。
And there was a blanket above it.
他说啊，这警察就在上面，就在那个床垫上面跳哦。
And so the policeman started jumping on the bed.
这个是警察还是？ 太有趣了。
And this police officer is quite odd.
结果他说很奇妙哦。
But he said miraculously.
警察再怎么跳都跳不在他身上。
No matter how
越过去他的身上，
就跳不到他。No matter how much the policeman jumped, he never hit him. He always jumped around the person.
那警察抓不到他就没办法就。所有的器具啦，所有的人啦，小弟全部都抓走了。
And so they couldn't find him, so they ended up arresting all his little gang members.
他下来以后啊，什么都没有了。
After he came down, nothing was left of that casino that he opened up.
他想要把店收掉嘛。
And so he wanted to close up shop, right?
他不是祷告吗？
Didn't he pray for it?
神就帮他收掉了。
And so God indeed made it happen.
从那天开始就改邪归正。
And from that day on, he turned to the straight route.
他就找一份正经的事业。
And he found a decent job.
从那天开始，他开始一间，他开始是找主耶稣。
And from that day forward, he began searching for Lord Jesus.
可是他说他都找不到神。
And he said that he could never find him.
他说一间过一间呢。
He said that one church after another.
因为他说有的半年，有的一年，有的十个月，大概是这样子啦。经过好像我记得他三四间的教会。
It says that after three or four churches in the span of half a year to 10 months.
那他真的很认真的追求。
And he truly tried hard to find Jesus Christ.
可是他说他找不到神。
But he said he couldn't find God.
有一天啊，他下班回家了。
And so one day after work, he went home.
他是骑机车的。
And he was riding a little scooter.
台湾都是骑机车比较多了。
In Taiwan, a lot of people ride scooters.
好，那他一面骑机车一面跟神祷告。
And so he was riding a scooter and also praying to God at the same time.
他说主耶稣啊。
He said, Lord,
我找你找得好苦啊。
I've been searching for you for so long.
你到底在哪里？
Where are you?
我要找你。
I want to find you.
你总是要让我找到你吧。
You must let me find you.
后来他在祷告，他在骑机车一面祷告的时候就得到圣灵。
And so as he was riding a scooter, he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，舌头跳动。
And his tongue began rolling.
哇，他又觉得一股力量。
And he felt a power enter him.
然后感动他。
And it moved him.
他觉得哇，我要找到神。
And he says, Oh, I'm going to find God.
那天他也没有找到神。
And that day he didn't find God.
实际上他也不知道那是圣灵。
And he didn't even know he received the Holy Spirit.
因为以前他去其他教会，那个教会说他已经有圣灵，说你信耶稣就有圣灵了。
Because when he went to another church before, they said that he had already received the Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus.
所以他也不知道那是圣灵啊。
And so he wasn't sure that was the Holy Spirit.
隔天他下班了。
The next day after work,
他骑机车。
He was again on his
scooter. 要从台北市越过重庆北路，然后。走承德路是不是？然后就走到大直，然后就回家。
He
他家住在内湖。
City of Taipei and went over around to 大直 and then ended up in 内湖 where he lived.
啊，随便了，这你这样讲，他反正不是台湾人也听不懂，反正就是要经过一个地方。
So he just went somewhere. Yeah, if you're not familiar with the geography in Taiwan.
好的，你还真诚实。OK， 好，那。结果他骑到那个重庆北路的时候啊
，And so when he was on this big street，
照理说他就要越过嘛，对不对？他要 cross 嘛，对不对
？He wanted to cross this road。
哎，可是等到他也不知道怎么骑的，骑到哎红绿灯停下来的时候
，And but he didn't know what happened. He stopped at a red light。
他就停在那个红绿灯前面，就是在那个就方向错误了啦。方向错误了。
And he was actually parked in the wrong direction, facing the wrong direction at the red light。
他走错路了。
Actually, he wasn't facing the wrong direction. He got lost.
他就发现，哎，我为什么会走错路呢
？And so he thought himself, how did I get lost?
这条路我从小走到大，怎么可能会走错路呢
？I've been driving on this road ever since I was young. How could I get lost?
他就说重启。
And so he began to reroute himself.
等他醒悟过来的时候，又停在同样的地方。
And after he awakened, he came to the same place.
我在干什么
？This is what am I doing?
突然间有一个人拿一张传单， yeah. 先生，欢迎你来信耶稣。
So at that moment, some person handed him a flyer saying, "Sir, we welcome you to come believe in Jesus."
他就拿起来。
And so he took the flyer.
你们是信耶稣的、
哦、？He says, "Oh, you believe in Jesus?"
哎，你们教会在哪里啊
？He says, "Where's your church?"
啊，我们教会在这边。
Our church is over there.
大同教。
It's right there.
前面就是红绿灯，一直啊、哦，在这边。
And so right where that red light was, that stoplight was, the church was right at that corner.
哎，他一看啊，之前教会我来过。
And so he says, "Wow, I've been to this church before."
之前教会就是以前有个朋友跟我讲说那个。如果你走投入，要记得向耶稣祷告。那个朋友的教会。
This is the same church that my friend told me told me that if I run into a point of desperation, to pray to Jesus.
不过他看时间，人家已经聚会一半了。
But he looked at the time and the service was already half over.
他就问说，那
聚会一半我可以去吗？
So he says, well, can I go in the middle of the service?
我说可以啊，你可以去啊。
He says, of course.
哇，他很高兴啊。
And so he's very happy.
哇，就到楼上啊。
And so he went upstairs.
那聚会。
And attended the service.
结果他就记得他上次来的时候，那个为什么他朋友会跟他这样讲，讲说如果说有一天你真的走投无路要来跟主耶稣祷告。
He remembered exactly what his friend told him that if he came to a point of desperation, he should rely and turn to Lord Jesus.
因为他实在是听不下去。那个时候以前他真的听不下去。
Back then, he could no longer take in any of the message.
他说这个传道在讲什么？
He says, "What is this preacher talking about?
怎么那么无聊？
Why is he so boring?
讲个东西听不下去。
Everything that he says, I can't take it in.
当然那时候他是黑社会老大，当然听不下去。
Of course, at that time, he was a gangster, so of course he didn't want to listen to anything.
什么驯良如鸽子，我就是野狼爱驯良如鸽子。
Well, I'm the big bad wolf. Why am I?
就他这次进来听哦。
And so this time he came and listened.
他说哇，他很受感动。
He was very moved.
哎呀，传道讲得很好啊。
He says, "Wow, the pastor delivered a good message."
就居然会要祷告了。
And so after the message, they were going to pray.
哇，传道就说要祷告，怎么祷告啊
？And the preacher told them how to pray.
就大家跪下来祷告。
And so everyone kneeled down to pray.
他也跪下来祷告。
He also kneeled down.
就他跪下来，发现奉主耶稣圣名祷告以后啊。
And he kneeled down, and after he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray."
哇，全部的人祷告都跟我一样哎。
He says, "Wow, everyone prays the same as me."
哦，昨天晚上我也会这样啊。
Wow, my tongue moves too.
啊，那我会了，我会了，这个我会。
Oh, I can do this.
哦，这个我不用哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，我会。
I don't need a hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. 他就祷告哦，奉主耶稣圣名祷告啊，他因为他有灵眼，他就开始祷告了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and start praying in tongue.
哇，他祷告的时候，神的灵感动他。
And when he was praying, as he was praying, the Spirit of God moved him.
他说他只有一个感觉。
And he said he only felt one thing.
我终于回到家了。
I finally came home.
神在这里。
God is here.
其实圣经讲的跟人的体会是完全 match 的啦。
And so whatever the Bible records, it matches our experience.
所以说基本上圣经讲的是对的。
And so fundamentally, what the Bible has written is true.
一间得救的教会绝对有真理。
That the true church will have the truth.
也绝对有圣灵。
And it will have the Holy Spirit.
也因为它有真理，有圣灵。
And because it has the truth and the Spirit.
所以主耶稣啊，他曾经给我们。
And that is why the Lord once promised us.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark 16.
马可福音第十六章十七节。
Mark 16 verse 17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言，十八节。
18.
手的拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。这个是主耶稣的应许。
This is the promise from the Lord.
他说：“信的人必有神迹随着他们。”
Says these signs will follow those who believe.
那为什么有神迹随着他们
？Why will these signs follow them？
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣扬福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。今天有很多人在传福音，他们说神迹是以前的事情。
Many people who preach today say that miracles and signs are things of the past.
神迹是古代的事情。
They're things of the old times.
今天已经不需要神迹了。
Today we no longer need signs and miracles.
圣经不是这样讲哦。
That's not what the Bible says.
凡是传福音的人，就会有神迹随着。
Signs will follow all those who believe.
在真耶稣教会啊，神迹好像家常便饭。
In the
好像在吃饭一样。
The signs and miracles are commonplace, just like our daily food.
常常发生。
It happens frequently.
有人跟我讲说，传道，你曾经看过神迹吗
？Some people ask me, preacher, have you seen miracles before?
我说我是看神迹长大的。
I said I grew up watching miracles.
真的，我是看神迹长大的。
And truly, I did indeed grow up
从小到大
witnessing miracles.
我看多太多神迹。
I've seen too many signs and miracles in my life.
我们家本身就很多神迹。
And in my family, there were many miracles that happened.
我说怎么会没有神迹
I say how come there can be no miracle
我很喜欢讲一个叫做赖素养弟兄的见证
I like to talk about testimony concerning a brother named Lai
他是在我的母会台南教会洗礼的
He was from my home church in Tainan he was baptized in my home church
不过他本身是彰化人
But he was from another city in, called 彰化
在台湾的中间
And it was in the middle of Taiwan
那我家是住在台湾的南边
And I live in the southern part of Taiwan
其实这个人啊21岁的时候就患了一种奇怪的病
And this person at the age of 21 he got a rare sickness, a rare disease
这种病让他全身都痛
And this disease caused his whole body to ache
因为全身都痛就会哀嚎
And so he began to wail because due to the pain
然后他就脚就没有力气
And he had no strength in his legs
所以不能正常走路
And so he couldn't walk normally
说着很可怜
And so he was quite pitiable
因为他常常哀嚎哀嚎所以他家的人都很讨厌他
And so he wailed quite a lot so it annoyed his family
说真的 妈妈还是真的是比较有爱心的。
So truly, mothers do have more compassion and love.
后来没有人要理他，只有他妈妈理他。
And so no one cared for him except for his mother.
那可是他妈妈因为照顾他太劳累了。
And so his mother expended a lot of energy just trying to take care of him.
就病倒了，然后就去世。
And so she fell ill and passed away.
从那天开始，家里没有人要他。
And so from that day on, nobody wanted him.
他很痛苦。
And so he was suffering.
他不知道往哪里去。
And he didn't know where to go.
他的朋友告诉他，你要去信耶稣。
His friend told him, "You need to believe in Jesus."
耶稣会救你。
Jesus will save you.
所以他就离开他家。
So he left his home.
反正没人要嘛，所以就离开家。
No one wanted to take care of him, so he left home.
听说台北啊，基隆就是在台北啊。就台湾的北边有一个地方啊，有一个啊福音堂。
And there's a northern port in Taiwan named Keelung, and there was a gospel chapel.
然后那个他就去那边了。
So he went there.
可是去那边几个月，他不觉得他要找到神，而且他的病也没有好。
And so he went there for a couple of months, and he felt that he didn't find God, and that his illness was still there.
他又听说嘉义啊有一间啊这个。某教会的长啊，这个的这个安养院。
And then he heard that in the southern part of Taiwan, the city of Jiayi, there was a care center for the sick.
那他就去了。
And so he went over there.
可是也没有，他也没有找不到神。
So he couldn't find what he wanted to find. He couldn't find God there.
病也没有好。
And his illness was still there.
所以他就回到这个台湾的北部基隆。
And so he went back to the northern port city of Keelung.
那间教会的牧师看到他，就跟他讲了。
And so the pastor from that church saw him and said to him,
我们这边冬天很冷啊。
It's quite cold here in the winter.
不然这样子好了，我介绍你到其他地方去。
How about this? I'll introduce you to another place.
他就很痛苦了。
And so he was in pain.
他知道人家要赶他，可是又不好意思赶他，就说要介绍一个地方给他。
He knew he tried to brush him off, and so politely by saying he'll introduce him to another place.
不过他也不好意思再住下去，他就离开了。
But he was also a little embarrassed to stay there too long, so he left.
不过这个牧师很有爱心，他就帮他买车票。
But this pastor was full of compassion. He bought a train ticket for him.
所以他就坐火车就往南部走。
And so he headed south.
当车子去啊，这个火车啊带他到他的故乡的时候，他没有下车。
And when the train passed by his hometown, he didn't get off.
他说：“我还有家吗
？”He says, "Do I still have a home?"
我为什么那时候会出来
？Why did I leave home that time?
没有人要我。
Because no one wanted me.
那我现在回到家。
And so now I'm going home.
谁会接受我
？Who's going to accept me?
我要跟谁一起住
？Who am I going to live with?
他就没有下车。
And so he didn't get off.
所以坐到台南。
And so he continued to ride, take the train until
这是我的故乡啊。
He got to the southern city of Tainan, which is my hometown.
他实际上他也没想什么，他说他就下车了。
And so he said without thinking too much, he just got off the train.
因为他没有办法走路，他是用一个那个圆板凳哈，那坐在圆板凳上面，靠靠靠靠这样子，靠靠这样子，他就走路就是这样子。
And so he couldn't walk normally, and so he was handicapped. He was carrying some a stool, and then he kind of just moved along like that.
就像那个台湾有一个阿杰啦，没有那个歌星阿杰，就是跟他一样了，他就很可怜，就是这样。那，就是跟没有，反正就是很可怜。然后后来他就从火车站哦，一直，扣扣扣扣扣扣扣扣到一个那个时候的一个啊，荷兰人所建的一个城堡那边。
So he was the way he moved was very pitiable, and and then he finally moved to a place a castle built by some.Holland people.
好，然后呢，啊，他在那边当乞丐。
And so he became a beggar there.
真的很可怜哦。
It was indeed very quite pitiable.
冬天很冷。
And it was cold in the winter.
他就在那边当乞丐。
And so he was there begging.
晚上就睡在那个长椅子上面。
And at night he slept on the long chair.
在那边经过两三天的时间。
And he stayed there for about two or three days.
被台南教会的黄林锦执事发现。
And he was discovered by a deacon Huang.From Tainan Church.
他就说，欸，你是从哪里来的？
He says, hey, where are you from?
他说，我是从彰化来的。
He says, I came from the city of Zhanghua.
哎，对。他说，你为什么来这边当乞丐？
He says, why are you here begging?
你为什么不回家？
Why don't you go home?
他说，我很可怜。
He says, I'm very pitiable.
他就把他的故事讲一次。
And so he explained his whole story to him.
想不到黄林锦执事不但没有安慰他，跟他讲说，哎呦，你那个算什么？
And so unexpectedly, not only does this deacon not
comfort
him, 我的爸爸
比你更可怜。
Not only does deacon not comfort him, but he says,
你爸爸比我更可怜。
My father suffered a lot more than you did.
你爸爸比我更可怜啦。
He says, your father was more fortunate than me.
黄林锦执事讲了一套给他听。
And so the deacon Huang told him all about his father.
那你爸爸怎么好的？
He says, well, how did your father get well?
信耶稣啊。
We believe in Jesus.
你要信耶稣。
You need to believe in Jesus.
我们那个赖弟兄就说了。
And so the brother Lai later shared with me.
信耶稣啊。 你如果跟我讲别的，我还试试看。信耶稣啊，我有信啊，我有信啊，谢谢。
He says, believe in Jesus. Or if you tell me something else, I might try it. But believe in Jesus, I tried that already.
没有用啊。
It's useless.
没用，谢谢了，谢谢。
Thank you, thank you.
我们那个黄执事跟他讲不一样啊。
But the deacon Huang says it's not the same.
你要去。
You need to go.
教会离这边不远。
The church isn't far from here.
是真的不远。
It really wasn't too far.
大概两三百公尺，三百公尺应该有了。
It's about 200 or so meters.
他说真的吗？
He says,
你试试看啊。
Is that right?We said try it.
那时候台南教会每天教会每天晚上都有聚会。
And at during those times, Thailand Church has services every night.
他就 call 到家台南教会聚会。
So we began to stutter all the way over to the Thailand Church.
那黄执事有跟那个什么传道讲，所以传道知道。
And so Deacon Huang already communicated this with the local preacher there, so he was aware of the situation.
啊，对不起，是王林锦啊，不是黄啊，王。对，我自己讲错的。
So Deacon Wong, rather not Deacon Wong, he communicated the situation to a local preacher.
然后那个大家为他祷告。
And so everyone, the congregation prayed for him.
他的病没有好，可是他发现这边不一样。
His illness didn't get better, but he discovered something different about the church.
他觉得在祷告中有力量。
He felt that there was a certain power in the prayer.
而且他心中觉得平安。
And he felt peace in his heart.
传道跟他讲，你如果有欢迎，你每天都可以来啦。
The preacher said, "You're welcome to come every night."
就他每天都来。
So he came, indeed came every night.
他每天都叩叩叩就来，叩叩早上去当乞丐，晚上就叩叩到家。
Every morning he worked as a beggar, and in the evening he would stumble over to the church.
然后到第八天。
And on the eighth day,
他在教会祷告的时候
，he was praying as he was praying in the church.
主耶稣赐给他圣灵。
The Lord Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit.
他就看到荣光。
And he saw the glorious light.
哇，他很高兴啊。
He was very joyful.
哇！主耶稣让我看到荣光。
He says, "Jesus, let me see the light."
给我圣灵。
He gave me the Holy Spirit.
他摸到神了。
He touched God.
虽然那个时候他没有好哦。
And so even though at the time,
不，他很高兴啊。
He was not healed, but he was.
哇！我找到神了。
He found God.
结果主耶稣也是很疼他呢。
And Jesus loved him.
隔天再去的时候。
The next day when he went again.
他在祷告哦。
As he was praying.
主耶稣就把他抓起来。
Lord Jesus lifted him up.
抓起来哦。
Lord Jesus picked him up.
他就可以走路了。
And he could walk.
病都好了。
His disease was healed.
在同个时间就好了。
And at that moment, it was healed.
就变成一个健康的人。
And he became a healthy, normal person
again. 大家很高兴。
And he was extremely joyful inside, and we congratulated him.
可是问题以后怎么办呢？
But the question is now, what does he do after this?
他想总不能好好的人当乞丐吧？
He can't just serve as a beggar now, right?
那现在是以后要称我们弟兄的，怎么当乞丐？
We need to call him brother in the future. How can he serve as a beggar now?
那时候台南教有一个非常有爱心的长老。
And so in the Thailand church in those days, there was a very loving elder.
好像他已经去世了，讲没关系，就是蔡雨林长老。
And he has already passed away, so it's okay to reveal his name. He's Elder Tsai.
蔡雨林长老他做过很多很有爱心的事情。
And Elder Tsai had indeed done many loving and compassionate acts.
他认为他的钱就是神的钱啊。
He felt that his money was God's money.
哦，你如果去看到我在 Garden Grove 遇到他的孙子啊。Thomas 是孙子吗？还是儿子？儿子 ，Thomas 是孙子啊，孙子。
So I met his grandson at Garden Grove Church.
你问他就知道。
And you can ask him.
他爷爷多寡俭，你知道？多节俭，你知道吗
？His grandfather was very frugal.
那个椅子都坐到那个沙发，坐到那个弹簧都跑出来了。
He sat on the sofa until the springs came out.
那个床啊，都。做到烂掉了。
And he slept on the bed until
他子孙说：“我们家这么有钱，为什么要这样子？”
And he says, and then they ask him, "Well, you're so rich. Why do you live that way?"
他跟他的祖孙说：“这个钱不是我们的，那个钱是神的。”
He says, "The money is not ours, but it belongs to God."
当然我听过他很多的见证。
Of course, I heard many testimonies from him.
我今天不是要讲这个，我是要讲是说，蔡里长老很有爱心，他就说：“啊，那我在那个健康路那边有一些房，有一栋，有一间房子，那就让你住。”
And so what I'm trying to say here is that Elder Tsai really showed a lot of love to this brother, and he said, "I have a place.Empty room that you can stay in.
啊，就那个什么，为他做用一个 vendor car， 就用一个那个小的可以推的那种摊贩那种嗨，打车子。
当车子。Okay, so he used a cart to 坐在里面。
啊，不用，他现在他可以走路了。
So he gave him a cart. He gave him a cart to use.
好，然后呢，王执事他爸爸是台南非常有名的磨刀王。
The Deacon Wong that I mentioned earlier, his father was a very famous 磨刀。
对，磨刀王，哇，很厉害啊！磨菜刀是台南很出名的磨刀王。
He was a very famous, I guess, a sword sharpener.
啊，所以王执事他爸爸就教他怎么磨刀。
And so he taught this brother, this newly this brother can walk now how to sharpen the knives.
啊，蔡长老就为他准备一个推车。
And then Elder Tsai helped him, got a cart for him to use.
哦，所以他每天很快乐说，哦，来磨刀哦，这车推那个车子，来磨刀哦，来磨刀，很快乐。
And so every day he was very happy and joyful. He says, "Oh, I'm gonna go and sharpen my knives."
各位亲爱的朋友啊，
dear friends,
一个完全没有希望的人，
a person who had no hope,
当乞丐，
was a beggar,
痛得要命，因为他病没有好啊，那个痛得要命，
suffered immense pain.
主耶稣给他生命。
He suffered immense pain from his disease, and yet the Lord gave him life.
主耶稣也可怜他。
The Lord showed mercy on him.
为他铺路。
And paved the way for him.
他很感谢神。
And he truly was grateful to God in his heart.
神的爱往往是超出我们的想象。
The love of God transcends all of our imaginations.
其实我们有时候不敢跟神求那么多。
So oftentimes we are afraid to ask too much from God.
可是神就是愿意。
But God is willing.
当然我们就得到福气了。
Of course, we are all blessed by him.
我很甘心，他后来他稳定了以后，他就回他的故乡。
So after he got well, he went back to his home.
他们家乡的人都不认识他。
And people back in his hometown did not recognize him.
他出家乡的时候是什么样子？
When he left, he was in such a bad condition when he left his home.
他回到家乡又长什么样子？
But now look at him after he was healed.
一间得救的教会。
A church that can lead to salvation will have miracles and signs that follow. This is spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. So a true church must have the truth, the spirit, and signs and miracles. Because when you have the truth, God will give you the Holy Spirit. And when you have the truth and the Holy Spirit as you're preaching, signs and miracles shall follow.
不过倒过来就不行了。
But it can't be the same in reverse.
你不可以说这间教会有神迹，所以这间教会有神，不是这样的啊。
You can't say that, oh, this church has signs and miracles, and therefore it has God.
我们刚才有读到耶稣讲在马太福音第七章说，哇，有些人奉我的名赶鬼啊，奉我的名行奇事，可以啊，他们奉我的名是奉耶稣的名，还是可以行奇事哦。
Because we read earlier in Matthew 7 that many people who call the Lord Lord, they also performed many miracles and signs and wonders in His name.
可以主耶稣说我不认识你们。
But the Lord says, I do not know you.
主耶稣爱全世界的人。
He loves all humankind.
你用主耶稣的名跟神求，神都会垂听。
And if you use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray to him, he will listen to you.
我们嘉义教会高执事、高圣山执事，他们家隔壁啊，是一间不是他不是信耶稣的。
Deacon Gao in 嘉义 Taiwan, the person
高圣山执事。他隔壁邻居。
His neighbor was not a church, was not a believer.
没有信耶稣。
He was not a believer in Jesus.
那个有一阵子啊，那个魔鬼都来欺负他的，那睡觉的时候嘛，压到都没有办法睡觉。
And so for a while he was tormented by the devil. He could not fall asleep at night.
哇，他就什么咒语都念过的啦。
And so he gave many he tries to cast out the devil by using different chants.
越念啊，魔鬼就越欺负。
The more chants he uttered, the more he was tormented.
他就那个后来。这个高执事知道就跟他讲了。
And so when the deacon Gao found out about this, he spoke to his neighbor.
说哦，你哦，我教你一个方法，你试试看。
Says I'll teach you a method. Why don't you try this?
你就奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
Just in the name of Jesus Christ, cast out the devil.
他说真的有效吗
？Says is that really effective?
你试试看吗
？So try it.
就那天晚上他又被压了。
And so that night he was pressed again by the devil.
十八般武艺都拿出来都没有用啊。
He took out all these different
什么观世音菩萨、关公大爷什么。
Array of Asian.
反正就这些神啊，全部都搬出来没有用。
He tried to bring out all these different gods to try and cast out this devil.
因为他最讨厌信耶稣的。
Because
那个人最讨厌他隔壁邻居啊。
Oh, because his neighbor he hated those who believe in Jesus.
所以他就是他，其实他朋友当中就是高执事这个人，他比较好一点。那就是说，啊，他就是到最后没有办法说，哦，那个隔壁的高先生说要奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
And he hated all the believers, but he thought that the Deacon Gao was actually an okay person. And so he listened to his advice of praying, of casting out the devil in Jesus' name.
好吧。
So it's okay.
他就奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
It was in the name of Jesus Christ to cast out Satan.
哇，魔鬼就跑了。
And the devil fled.
他就隔天就跟那个高执事讲了。
And the next morning he said to Deacon Gao,
哇，你这句真厉害呢。
He says, wow, this phrase is very powerful.
啊，这样子哦。啊，昨天怎么样
？He said, "So what happened yesterday?"
哇，魔鬼就跑了。
He said, "Well, the devil fled."
啊，不然你来信耶稣。
He's like, "Well, why don't you come believe in Jesus?"
不要。
Say, nah.
他不相信耶稣啊。
He's like, "No, I still don't believe."
人家他奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，撒旦还跑啊。
But he said, didn't you just cast out Satan in the name of Jesus?
主耶稣爱世界上所有的人啊。
But Jesus truly loves everyone in this world.
不是行神迹就代表神，就代表他是对的呢。
But those that perform miracles and signs does not necessarily guarantee that they are believing in the true God.
神把日头造好人也造坏人。
God has made a good and good people and bad people.
雨水给好给义的人也给不义的人。
God has created the sun and the rain for good men and bad men.
所以说基本上我们不会说啊，因为他会行神迹，所以他之间就有神同在，不是这样。
And so we can't assume that because they have miracles and signs that they have the true God.
也不是说你听他会行神迹表示他就是得救的教会，也不是这样。
And we can't say that because they have signs and miracles they are the true church.
一件得救的教会一定要真理。
But the true church must first have the truth.
一定要圣灵。
Must have the Holy Spirit.
然后神迹是随着的。
And the signs and miracles will accompany it.
你只要找到这样的一间教会。
You can find this kind of church.
你就找到得救的教会了。
Then you have found the church that leads to salvation.
真耶稣教会有真理。
True Jesus Church has the truth.
真耶稣教会有圣灵。
True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会有神迹。
True Jesus Church has miracles.
它是一间得救的教会。
It is the church that leads to salvation.
你要去哪里找呢？
So where can you find it?
我们可以思考一下。
You can ponder upon this.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
171首。
Sing him 171.
得救的教会。
A true Jesus Church is a church of salvation.
目前为止是唯一得救的教会。
And so far, it is the only church of salvation.
我们这样讲不是因为我们很骄傲。
We say this not to be boastful or arrogant.
如果真耶稣教会只是希望自己得救，我们就不需要去传福音了。
If True Jesus Church only wishes herself to be saved, then there is no point for us to evangelize.
真耶稣教会本来不是叫真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church was not originally called True Jesus Church.
教会刚建立的时候叫做万国更正教会。
When it was first established, it was called the Church to correct all nations.
我们的期望是大家都能够得救。
And our hope is that.Her hope is that everyone can be saved.
比较大有什么用？地位比较高有什么用？
What does it matter if you have a higher status?
不需要高抬自己。
You don't need to exalt yourself.
每个人都是敬畏神的。
Everyone is God-fearing.
问题是我们一定要能够得救嘛。
But the issue is that we all must find salvation.
这个是我们所有信耶稣的人的希望啊。
This is all of a hope of the believers.
问题是在能够得救。
The issue is that salvation.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
一神。
One Lord.
一洗。
One baptism.
一信。
One faith.
只有一种。
Only one.
不是都可以。
It's only one kind. Not everything works.
如果说我们真的很谦卑的在神面前。
If we truly humble ourselves before God.
我们自己要去思考。
And we must ponder upon this.
到底圣经写的真理是什么？
What is the truth that the Bible that's contained in the Bible?
我们要很诚恳跟主耶稣说，我怎样才能得救？
We must earnestly ask Lord Jesus, how can I be saved?
我们跟神问。
We ask God.
让神自己来回答我们吗？
Let the Lord respond to us himself.
今天如果下午来参加见证会的我们的亲戚朋友，我们就听到了。
And today, this afternoon, if you heard the testimony session,
我们有一个小朋友才八岁。
There is an 8-year-old boy.
他懂什么？
What does he know?
可是主耶稣给他做看到异梦。
But the Lord revealed to him a spiritual vision, a spiritual dream.
跟他讲了几件事，你要做到这几件事才可以得救。
And that you must do these certain things in order to be saved.
主耶稣告诉他。
He told him.
有一件事你一定要记得。
But one thing you must remember.
千万不要离开真耶稣教会。
Never depart from the true Jesus Church.
为什么主耶稣要这样说
？Why does the Lord say this?
如果每一间教会都可以得救
，Because every church can be saved.
主耶稣为什么要这样说
？Then why would the Lord say this?
所以说我们 要明白神的旨意。
So we must know the Lord's will.
我们很不希望大家都不能得，我们希望大家都得救啊。
Of course, everyone hopes that the whole world can be saved.
那我们要怎么知道呢
？But how do we really know?
自己跟神求吧。
Ask God yourself.
求神亲自给我们启示吧。
Ask God to reveal to him to us.
圣经是这样说的。
Will. This is what the Bible states.
不过圣灵可以证明。
But the Holy Spirit can bear witness.
所以欢迎我们所有的亲戚朋友到前面来祷告。
So welcome all of our friends and family members to come up forward to pray.
存着一颗非常谦卑的心。
And with a heart of humility.
我们自己问什么
？Ask the Lord ourselves.
求主耶稣亲自来启示我们。
Ask the Lord to personally reveal to us His will.
有太多人因为这样子来摸到神了。
Because many people through this way have touched God.
今天有没有第一次来参加聚会的
？Do we have any first-time visitors tonight?
有没有？有哈，那我来稍微介绍一下我们祷告的方式。
So I will briefly explain the way we pray. The method of prayer is actually quite simple. We pray by saying, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. For we are praying to our Lord Jesus. And the Bible tells us that if we use the name of the Lord to pray to Him, He will listen to us. And so True Jesus Church just falls according to the Lord's commands. So that is why when we pray, we start by saying, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. And we continue by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah is a Hebrew word. It is essentially a praising God in heaven. And we continue to praise Him, exalt His name. And we pray out of all of our hearts. The Lord knows what our thoughts
are.
No one else knows.
主耶稣知道,
but Lord Jesus knows. And He will help us as we need it.
你心里面有什么话, 你可以跟主耶稣说,
whatever problems and questions you have in your heart, you can pour it out to Lord Jesus. And He will listen.
好,今天下午我们有一个姐妹啊,
and this afternoon, one of our sisters saw a vision. She saw the Lord.
今天早上我们在祷告的时候,
this morning, the morning prayer, she saw that the Lord Jesus was listening to everyone's prayers.
哇, 她看到主耶稣在听我们祷告,
and she saw that the Lord was listening to each and every person's prayer.
当圣职员在按手的时候, 主耶稣就按在他们身, 他, 啊, 这个圣职员按谁, 他就在上面按。
As the church ministers were laying hands on the people that were praying, she also saw Jesus laying hands on them at the same time.
And
this is the vision that she saw this morning. What could it tell us? That the Lord is indeed listening to our prayers. Even though you cannot see Him, He's here. If you're willing to ask Him, He is willing to listen. And of course, you'll notice that some people who have already received the Holy Spirit,
那有圣灵的人, 他会讲灵言,
those who have already received the Holy Spirit will speak in a different tongue.
我讲的比较简单, 就是说, 灵言就是天国的话语,
to put it very basically, speaking in tongue, tongue speaking is a heavenly language.
你听不懂他在讲什么,
so you won't be able to discern it.
你也没有办法学。
And you cannot mimic it.
因为这种语言是神赐给你圣灵，你就会讲。
Because this language is spoken when you have received the Holy Spirit, when God has given you the Holy Spirit.
它跟你完全一模一样, 它是清醒的。
And everyone is the same as you. You are all conscious and awake.
这跟你一样啊, 只是他讲不同的语言而已。
It's the exact same, except they're speaking in a different tongue.
那因为人很多, 所以祷告声音大一点。
And because there's many of us praying together at the same time, the noise may be, the prayer may be loud.
因为圣经告诉我们要情辞迫切的直求。
And the Bible instructs us that we must pray earnestly.
我们要求就要亲自迫切地求。
And so we must pray with fervor and with earnesty.
好,我们希望我们所有的亲戚朋友都可以到前面来。
And so we invite all of our friends and our visitors to come forward to pray.
我们亲自来跟神沟通, 亲自来跟神祈求。
Let us talk to God ourselves and pray to Him.
你有什么疑问?
If you have any questions.
你有什么痛苦?
If you have any doubts, any questions, any pain, any suffering, whatever you need to ask God for,
你可以到前面来。
You can come forward and pray.
希望我们的 弟兄姐妹可以带他们一起过来。
I hope our brothers and sisters can bring our friends and family up forward to pray.
我们要祈求也可以。
And we can also pray with them.
我们请圣职员一起来按手祷告。
And we ask the church ministers to help lay hands on them.
我们祷告一样, 我们祷告20分钟。
And we'll pray for 20 minutes.
会占大家一点时间。
It may take up some of your time.
不过我相信是有价值的。
But I believe it is meaningful.
我们同跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together. 谢谢。